If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.
You're very welcome back to In Business. Mary Mullins here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. If you'd like to get in contact, you can email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie or you can tweet us, we're @inbusinessrk. Now, NoCo, Ireland's largest workspace network provider, has signed a partnership with the National Association of Community Enterprise Centres, and this will see NoCo expand its network reach to more than 350 remote working locations in Ireland. Well, to tell us how this can benefit remote workers here in Kerry, I had a chat earlier with Brian Moran. He is founder of NoCo, and I started by asking him to tell us more about the company.
We've been going about 2 years now. We've a bit of a pre and a post-COVID story. Pre-COVID, we were attempting to provide employers with a method of providing their staff an alternative workspace. And the driver behind that really was that we wanted to take people off the roads for those long distance commutes and spending hours, whether it's on a bus or a train or in the car, and kind of, you know, give them an opportunity to work a little bit closer to home. And the real motivation behind that was, like, everyone at the moment is trying to find a balance and a better quality of life and mixing it in with work. So then I suppose COVID hit and we slightly pivoted, or I suppose maybe more so than a pivot, we expanded the way things have panned out over the last 18 months. We've seen a huge drive in both employees and employers looking for alternative ways of working, and we kind of fit in there. So what we're really trying to do now is whether it's somebody who's trying to ditch the commute, traveling into a city every day, or whether it's somebody trying to relocate, or whether it's somebody who wants to move to a scenario where they're working remotely, we're working with employers of all sizes and providing them with an avenue to provide their staff, be it current staff or prospective staff as well, with an alternative workspace. Mm-hmm. So naturally, like, you know, employers are located predominantly in the sort of population centres, you know, Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, some obviously in other areas of the country, but they're all trying to attract the talent that are out there looking for new roles and obviously retain their own talent. So we're working with them to look at their distribution of their employee network and find a close to home workspace, whether it's on a full-time basis or a part-time basis.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you say, their companies needed to try and do this for COVID, you know, to be able to retain their staff. Remote working there, you know, you spoke about it before COVID, it had been growing in popularity. And, you know, we here in Kerry have seen the huge potential it has and the huge benefits it has for communities, you know, obviously not just in Kerry, but across the country. And it must be something that you've witnessed yourself in the development of NoCo.
Yeah, well, myself and my business partner, Frankie, our background is predominantly around talent attraction. You know, there's two things that really sparked the concept of NoCo for us. Like, one was the huge expansion of the flexible workspace industry as a whole, and a massive growth of independent workspaces across the country. So, you know, that was very, very obvious. Working sort of close to the HR side of businesses, we saw that there was a big demand coming internally from the employees for whatever flexibility meant for them, but just more flexible work practices and a more manageable setup, you know, to try and find that sort of that work-life balance that we're all trying to find. So those two things, you know, we saw really kind of combining. And I think what the result for us was, and what it always comes back to really, is that companies are looking for new ways to attract and retain talent. You know, this is a solution that would help these companies, you know, keep the talent in their organizations and attract new talent in. Because really, I think even though there's a huge growth in remote working over the past maybe, you know, 5 to 10 years, I think it took an event like the pandemic for businesses to realize that there's really no need to be bringing everybody into the office every single day of the week. Obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot of individual needs. Everybody's different. Everyone's needs are different. Every job is different. But, you know, I think the growth we saw in remote working, you know, and then mix that with the catalyst that was the pandemic, you know, just going into the future, there's really no need to be bringing everybody in all the time. So hopefully there'll be a huge growth in alternative work practices now for the next number of years.
So, you know, you've been working with companies, you know, you're giving them access to working space for their employees in different locations around the country. But NOCO has now signed a new partnership with the National Association of Community Enterprise Centres, and that's going to expand your network, I suppose, even further and create more opportunities for companies to have their staff based around the country. Maybe before we get into that, you might tell us maybe a little bit about the National Association of Community Enterprise Centres.
Yeah, so it's really a representative body that is looking to support and progress a lot of the community and enterprise centres across the country. You know, whether that's lobbying for funding, putting quality frameworks in place, providing, you know, education or extra resources for these hubs to grow. So the objective behind NASEC really is to support all of these hubs and develop all these hubs. So if you take a much more macro view on it, NASEC's work isn't really just to provide that network. It's really to support the community as a whole, because we know, you know, in very simple terms, if, you know, the more people that you have working closer to where they live, you know, the more time they're spending in their communities, the more involved they're getting in their communities, you know, it sort of goes hand in hand, you know, spending that time in your community and that area's economic development over the next couple of years. And obviously we see, you know, the government are really after putting a very sharp focus on both the economic development of kind of rural areas, you know, and in particular over the last couple of weeks and months, that hub network. So NASEC are right in the thick of that, and they're doing their best to make sure that all these hubs are supported and these hubs can, I suppose, ultimately support their communities.
Mm-hmm. And this network with NASEC, the National Association of Community Enterprise Centres, this is growing NOCO's network of, you know, co-working hubs. So NOCO members will have access to more than 250 Enterprise Ireland supported centres and hubs across the country.
Exactly. And it was a natural progression for us. Obviously, our original motivations, as I mentioned earlier, were really to sort of, you know, reduce the amount of people that were spending a long time traveling to work. So where I'm from in Ashburn, County Meath, it's known as a commuter town, and a huge portion of the population leave for Dublin every day. And we've actually seen now, obviously, with the pandemic, there's a lot more people kind of spending more time and ultimately contributing to the economy in areas like where I'm from. So the idea behind going a little bit further afield and making sure that we can provide that reach, it was obviously, there's a natural alignment there between ourselves and NASEC. So after our first couple of weeks, reaching out to the independent workspace across the country, I think we just shy of 100 spaces. And this deal now with NASEC has meant that we can extend that to 350. So it gives us a much broader reach. And I think it gives it gives, you know, both employees and employers, you know, much more flexibility now that everybody's looking to see what the future of work is going to look like and the future of the workplace and, you know, where people are going to be. It's been fantastic so far. So we're delighted, obviously delighted to be supporting their goals, and they're delighted to be supporting our goals. And we're hopefully going to achieve great things.
And are there many workspaces in the network in Kerry now?
There is. There's quite a lot. So, you know, we've been, and prior to NASEC, we were dealing with the guys in HQ, the Stall and HQ Tralee, which is fantastic. There's also a fantastic space as part of the NASEC network in the RDI hub there in Killorgan. I don't know if you've seen, but it's an incredible space. It's,
absolutely. You
know, yeah, and it's a fantastic mix of really, really modern space with just incredible scenery. So I challenge anybody who wouldn't want to spend some time there as part of the working day.
And, you know, as the return to workplaces approaches, you know, a lot of companies are looking at bringing staff back in again, or maybe looking at alternative long-term, you know, workspace options. I'm sure you're positioning yourselves now as the ideal partner for any company trying to, you know, sort out that workspace solution for staff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at the end of the day, every employee in every company is going to have individual needs. And I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier on, you know, flexibility is you know, looks totally different to one person and does to another. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide every employer with the tools that they need, you know, to provide that individualized workspace or flexible work practice. A lot of what we found based on the feedback we're getting from our clients is they're just quite unaware of where exactly these spaces are, you know, what facilities the spaces have at hand. And the method of acquiring the workspaces means that, you know, if you're dealing with a large number of staff, you have a lot of providers to speak to, you have a lot of invoices to manage on a monthly basis, and you have a lot of contracts to be managing as well. So what we're just trying to do is streamline that entire process, obviously provide the employers with the knowledge of where these spaces are and what they have to offer. Hopefully that can give them the tools they need to provide this flexibility.
And you're seeing good demand already?
Seeing huge demand. As I said before, we were originally, you know, just trying to reduce people's commutes. We've seen just a demand that we obviously didn't anticipate pre-pandemic, which was just, you know, a much wider distribution of workforces occurring. So, you know, maybe people would sort of move within, you know, 35 to 45 minutes of a drive to a city center somewhere or to their employers are located. But now we see obviously people going to totally different sides of the country. So there's just this wide open demand now, and we're trying to meet all types of needs. So fingers crossed it continues.
And Brian, just before we finish up, you know, if businesses out there are interested in finding out more, how can they get in contact or where can they find more information?
Log on to our website, noco.ie, so noco.ie. We have a directory there of all of our locations, and there's plenty of methods of getting in touch with us, so there'll be no problem.
Brian Moran, founder of NoCo there, telling us about that new partnership with the National Association of Community Enterprise Centres. Stay with us here on In Business. More coming up after the break.
In Business on Radio Kerry. For information and advice on personal and commercial finance,